We're going to move on to wine now. Talk to Barney Feinblum. He's the president of Organic Vintners. I know I've been buying more and more organic wine, and while you may not associate wine with Valentine's Day first off, you can be sure that many of us, certainly many couples, enjoy at least a glass or two a day. It's good for our health anyway. So tell us what we should be concerned about in what goes into conventional wines in terms of personal health and planetary health.
Well, thanks, Betsy. I hope most of your listeners do get recycled diamonds and gold, but they're more likely to get chocolate, and nothing goes better with chocolate than some organic wine. So,
and organic chocolate, too, and there is some of that out there, too.
Right. But in terms of conventional wine industry, there's about 240 chemicals that are permitted on wine grapes, and unfortunately, you know, those chemical residues, you know, end up in topsoil and pollute water. But more importantly, they pose a threat to your health because unlike a lot of products that have pesticides used on them, you're not peeling off, you know, the skin of an orange or a banana. You know, you're actually macerating and crushing the grapes into the wine. So if there's pesticides on the grapes, they're going to end up in the wine.
And how many wines out there, what percentage is now offered, you know, in an organic variety? I know, like, for instance, Fetzer Vineyard has an organic line like Bonterra.
Yeah.
Are more and more, you know, major wineries or maybe mid-sized offering this?
Well, I think, you know, we're an importer as well as a domestic producer, so there's a world of great-tasting organic wines out there. There are two types in the United States. There are wines, all of them are wines that are made with certified organically grown grapes, but in the U.S., to call wine organic wine and use the USDA organic seal, you can't add additional sulfites, but sulfites are necessary to stabilize and preserve wine. So most of the wines that we have, like you're talking about, Fetzer and Bonterra, those are wines that are made with organically grown grapes. And with that, you can have Grand Crus suitable for aging, like we have, some of our French wines, champagnes. We import wines from 10 different countries and produce wine in California as well, all made with organically grown grapes. And they're typically available now at most retailers, clearly the natural products retailers like Whole Foods and Wild Oats carry them, but I would say organic wine is probably less developed because I think, unfortunately, the early introductions of organic wine didn't deliver on taste, and so I think consumers have a bad taste in their mouth from some of those
wines. So to speak.
But,
is that changing, and what's the price difference between organic and non-organic wine for an equivalent bottle of Chardonnay?
Right. I think it's definitely changed, Betsy, in terms of the quality. I think, you know, I think organic wines now are at least as good, if not better, than many conventional wines. Our champagne just got a 91. We have a Spanish Tempranillo that was rated a 90. Our Chilean wines in the high 80s. So, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't be buying organic wine. And they're great tasting, and, you know, they've come a long way from the early days.
I'm just curious, in our last couple of minutes, quickly, Barney, is your background in wine or in the organic agriculture industry? How did you get into organic wine and leading up this association?
Well, I've been in the organic food industry for about 30 years, first with Celestial Seasonings before the word organic came about, and I was the president of Celestial, the president of Horizon Organic Dairy. So I come at it more from an organic point of view than as a wine connoisseur. But I'm learning a lot about wine, and there's, you know, I saw these products in Europe and felt that they should be available to American consumers, and that's what Organic Vintners is trying to do.
Fabulous. I want to tell our listeners that they can find out more about each of our topics and guests today by going to our website, which is www.ecotalk.net. We've been speaking with Kristen Patton from the Canadian Institute for Sustainable Living and One Sky. Matt White is from Green Carrot. They're the makers of recycled gold jewelry, trying to encourage more of us to not only buy recycled whenever possible, but to recycle our metal jewelry that perhaps is sitting there just gathering dust. And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can also take it apart, reuse it, turn it, you know, like those brooches, those pins that, you know, our grandmothers wore. Well, you can turn that into a necklace. There's lots of interesting things you can do if you're a little bit creative. And Barney Feinblum, who we just heard from most recently, is the president of Organic Vintners. I hope more of our listeners go out and really look for greener red Valentine's gifts this year. Thank you for sharing with our audience all of what you have to offer. Want to wish all our listeners a nice Valentine's Day. We have one more segment coming up, so if you want to learn more about organic flowers and why that's a better alternative, and also we'll be digging deeper into some of the problems with non-organic varieties of all these things we're talking about. Well, we're talking about pesticides and some of the problems with them. We're going to find out more from Margaret Reeves with the Pesticide Action Network, and Gerald Perlman with Organic Bouquet is going to be joining us. They've had huge growth in their company, and we'll find out why that's really catching catching on, even though, of course, we don't eat flowers. Stay with us. A lighter side of Valentine's Day, lighter side of EcoTalk, I should say, for Valentine's Day as we continue.